This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hi, it's hump day. Thank you. And it's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. Been in a collision? Chilton Auto Body's 12 Bay Area locations offer a safe, contact-free auto body repair experience with free pickup and delivery, virtual estimates, and curbside delivery. Book your appointment today at ChiltonAutoBody.com. All right, so here's what's happening. The sun is rising over the Bay Area, and it's beautiful over at the beach.
Oh,
so,
is that so?
I just got one of those pictures, the pink sky and the whole bit.
That's nice.
It's spectacular.
Yeah, it's pretty gray here.
So anyway, we will have partly cloudy, partly sunny, whatever you want to call that, conditions today, or that's what's expected, with full-blown sunshine and 70s in the forecast. So the weekend is looking good.
Oh, sounds great. Bike ride weather.
It sure does. Let's just hope February is wet.
Let's do.
Super wet down there, Sarah. Really, really wet.
We need it to be very wet down there in February.
All right.
Fingers crossed.
Yep.
All right. So the House is moving now as we speak to impeach Trump. Apparently the deal was they were hoping they could browbeat Pence into enacting the 25th Amendment, and somehow that would push Trump out of office in his remaining time, which is really only a week. Yes, it's a week exactly. So he, of course, was never going to do that.
Right.
I've heard stories that he's upset with Trump for having made such a scene.
He looked pretty pissed last Wednesday when they resumed work.
I'm sure he is. Yeah. Think about it. You know,
his life was in danger thanks to that.
Also,
man.
If you've done this your whole life and you have peaked, you want that's your legacy.
Right.
And his legacy is now not what he probably envisioned it would be. I'm not a fan of the guy, but I definitely can understand why he'd be pissed. So anyway, the bottom line is it looks like they're working on that now. While they've got some support of Republicans, they also have other Republicans saying this is going to backfire on you. So why are you doing that? Don't do it. We'll see. We will see.
We will.
But that's going on in DC as we speak. All right. Many of us have kids. Many of us have daughters who are Girl Scouts. And many of us just love cookies. But either way, whatever your attachment is to the Girl Scout cookie, the sales this year are going to be very different.
Oh, right. Because how can they? They certainly can't go door to door.
No.
We usually see them at the supermarket, Ben.
And they can't do that either.
Right. That won't be allowed.
So on-demand Girl Scout cookies have arrived.
Oh, my God. Tell me.
Put it in my mouth.
Girl Scout cookie sales are going to look different this year. Conditions aren't right for them to go door-to-door or at tables outside of grocery stores. So they've partnered with Grubhub to deliver cookies for the first time ever.
Put it in my mouth.
I need a box of Samoas right now.
Grubhub to order cookies if you want to pick them up. But either way, that's the way
great.
Get your Girl Scout cookies this year.
So usually, it's a fundraiser. ultimately all the money would be basically going to the same place. It would be going to the Girl Scouts. But there's usually like there's prizes that the girls compete for. Like you know, sell this amount of cookies and you get, you know, the gold level prize or something. I'm not sure exactly how they motivate the kids to do this, but I guess the fundraising part of it will still be there. They'll sell as many cookies as they would have. Well, I don't know. I mean, the Girl Scouts themselves are an advertisement for this. But still, I will definitely, you know, I need my Samoas right now. And I'm going to need a pack of Thin Mints to put in the freezer for later.
I can tell you this is my guess, so I'm just telling you what I think.
Okay.
I think sales are going to be way down. Way down.
Yeah, we're all experiencing what happens to you when you don't do much and eat a lot.
Well, that's not what I was thinking. I was thinking that most of the time, the purchases happen in the workplace when someone you work with says, "Hey, my daughter, and here's the form. What do you want?" And you go, "Of course I'll buy Girl Scout. I want the cookies. Yes. And I want to support your daughter because I work with you and care about you." And
you're right. That's the only way I've ever, you know, bought them.
And then the other one
is face.
You're walking out of the store and there's a cute little freckle-faced pigtail going, "Hey, mister, you want to buy some cookies?" And
or their mother says it.
Right. Either way. But, you know, the toothless grin and you're like, "Of course I'll buy cookies, you cute kid."
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're right. They're kind of removing the interface.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and you know.
Removing the pressure, really.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. So,
yeah, I don't have to dial Grubhub.
Anyway, that'll be the way those are sold this year. So I don't know how that's going to go for them.
Well,
but had to come up with an alternative plan. It just wasn't going to work the way it has in the past.
Maybe they need less money this year because they're not. I mean, how are they even having meetings? I suppose in some states they are. There are states where they're like, "Everything's normal. Come on in."
For a minute there, I want to say this was, I don't know, 5 years ago.
Okay.
I'll just a guess on the timeline. Somehow bacon became this trendy, all anybody talked about food when bacon, of course, has been around forever.
BLTs last night.
I don't know. Well, and look, bacon's good.
Delish.
I'm not against bacon. I just was surprised that people would wear shirts that say "I love bacon." And well, look at what is your husband's football or baseball team?
Fans of bacon.
Fans of bacon.
Like,
it's really surprising
There are a bunch of Jewish people on the team. I think it's ironic. You know?
Oh,
yes, they don't eat the bacon. They like the smell of it, I guess. Isn't
How
that
are we
adorable?
Supposed to know that's funny?
I know. That's an inside joke, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I just told you.
All right.
You know, they're fans of bacon. I agree with you, Vinny. I don't know why there was such a craze. I feel like I don't need everything I eat wrapped in bacon. I do like bacon. Bacon's delicious. And I am a food fan, as you know.
Right.
But,
so bacon is good.
Yeah.
And I feel like its popularity has come back down to earth. For a minute there, it was out of control.
Regular enthusiasm for bacon these days.
You who just had it, it's a
sure, it's
BLT.
Delicious. Right.
You can't go wrong with a nice BLT.
And, of course, we made it a blat because you've got to put some avo on there. Oh, come on. Mm-hmm.
A recent study analyzed thousands of Instagram posts about bacon.
Oh.
So it's still going. Its fame is still out there.
Sure.
People are posting on Instagram about bacon, and they ranked all 50 states according to who loves bacon the most. And the number one bacon lover state is...
Illinois.
It's Nebraska.
Oh, okay. I knew it would be some kind of middle of the country. Oh.
Somewhere in middle America. Right to the heart
We love our bacon wraps. Take me a scallop wrapped in bacon.
Did you say a scallop?
Yeah, you like a scallop wrapped in bacon?
Isn't it a scallop?
No, no, no.
I say scallop too, yeah.
I say scallop. That's, you know, that's maybe it's the East
But you
Coast
also
thing.
Say
like,
aunt.
Like aunt, maybe. I say scallop sometimes, but scallop.
All right. So Nebraska is the winner. They love bacon the most.
Congratulations, Omaha.
They're one of those testicle festival states as well.
Oh, the Rocky Mountain oysters.
Yes. So,
and purses made out of ball sack?
No, thank you. To all of it. No.
Right.
Bacon, sure, I'll have a piece.
Yeah.
Testicle festival, I don't even want to wait in the parking lot for you.
No.
The answer's no.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, West Virginia, Iowa, Colorado, Connecticut, Missouri, Alabama, Ohio, New Hampshire, and Wisconsin round out your top 10 states where bacon is the most loved.
Bacon rules.
So, Hawaii appears to be the state that loves bacon the least.
Oh.
But that's because they love their spam in Hawaii.
Yeah.
They
don't
need
bacon.
It's not just a joke. They love it.
Yeah. They don't need bacon. They got spam.
Right.
Spam with like a pineapple slice on top. Delicious. I like spam.
Masubis. Oh, yeah.
What's masubis?
What?
You don't know the spam masubis?
No.
No.
It's like really popular in Hawaii. They wrap spam with rice and seaweed. You haven't seen that?
So popular.
No.
It's like spam sushi?
Yeah, I guess you can call it that. Here, let me just show you a picture.
Meat sushi.
I'm surprised.
Is that what you call it?
I haven't seen that. Spam musubi.
Spam musubi.
You know, Bryn, when you went to Hawaii, and I can't remember if this was pre-Cameron or right after Cameron
was born.
This is right
after Cameron. Mm-hmm.
You were in Hawaii, and you kept posting these buffets you were finding where I'm like, what is this guy's deal? Everybody goes to Hawaii for the beach, and he's at buffets, and the food photos were elaborate.
I was at the beach during the day or doing stuff during the day, and, you know, eating is all part of it, so I was posting, you know.
Hell to the, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and really, all the food places were Anita. She just plans everything. I just follow her around.
Ah.
The bag holder.
It's good to have a planner. Know? Yeah.
How I'm going to keep my man fed. I know how.
That's right.
Yeah, that's spamubi or whatever that's called.
Masubi.
Masubi. That, it looks like little pieces of, is it not, what's the, what do they call it when it's on rice? Nigiri? Nigiri?
I don't know about that one. But I'm sure the textures will blow up soon.
Oh, yeah. Jesus. Speaking of the textures, and this is from my friend Steve at the Santa Cruz Sentinel. He says, we have a testicle festival here every year in Watsonville.
Well,
okay, well, that's surprising.
See, meet
to
you
hear.
There.
No, I won't be there.
Those
oh, that's
like
the masubi.
Those look like full slabs of spam.
Uh huh.
Those aren't even the little ones you showed us. Those are full slabs wrapped
yeah,
in
it's fully wrapped.
It looks like a devil dog.
Yeah, I'd eat that.
Or like a ding dong.
Or yeah, I'd at least try that.
Yeah, it looks delicious. What is there a certain dipping sauce they put in it?
Yeah, they have some sort of, I don't know what kind of sauce it is, but it goes on there. I don't know what it is.
Boy, I'll eat that.
It's delicious.
No,
though.
I actually kind of want some spam. I don't want
what?
Spam. What am I talking about?
Yeah,
you know, one of the things, spam's not mystery meat like Scrapple is, but
oh,
one of
Scrapple's
the things
good,
that
though.
You and I first experienced together when I moved to Philly to work with you was, oh, you don't know Scrapple? And then it became this, the definition of Scrapple is just the mystery meat or gray meat or.
It is gray.
It's a gray loaf.
It's like a sausage that's been ground beyond all recognition because
right.
You wouldn't want to recognize anything that's in it. It's the offal from all the things.
Right.
That
it's beeholes.
It's everything they didn't use.
Right. Ears.
I don't think there's any teeth. Stop it.
What?
They had no teeth.
But you didn't say there's no, you know what, the other thing.
No, there's everything. All right. That stuff. Everything that they can't sell as its own and then pack into a sausage, they put
gets
in Scrapple.
Gets put in Scrapple and fed
and
to
it's
people.
It's delicious. It's like you fry it up. It gets this crispy outside and it's soft inside. A little ketchup on there, some scrambled eggs. Ooh, oh, yes. I love Scrapple. And I think it's actually a Philadelphia thing. Or like a Pennsylvania thing.
It is
like
a Pennsylvania
I
thing.
Never see it anywhere else, and
yeah,
I haven't had it.
It was I'd never heard of it, and not that you know, in my whatever I was 26 or 27 years old, I'm not an adventurous eater, but still to Scrapple, everybody.
Scrapple,
gray mystery meat for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Yay!
Well, that's what's in every sausage. You eat sausage. I mean,
yeah,
sausage
I had
is
actually
just junk.
Speaking of. I had this chorizo and eggs the other day.
Ooh.
Oh, God, it was so freaking good. I actually ate myself sick.
Chorizo. Don't Scrapple. Choke on that.
What is this? Oh, is that the Scrapple you're showing me a picture
yeah.
of?
Yeah.
Yeah, it comes in bricks, and you slice it and fry it.
How about a fast fact, everyone?
I love fast facts.
Fast facts. Fast facts.
There's a fake McDonald's in the city of Industry in Southern California that's used just for filming commercials.
That's great.
Most of the McDonald's ads you've seen were shot in the fake McDonald's in Southern California.
Wow, that makes perfect sense, though.
Yep.
There are thousands of McDonald's franchises. They can't just bust into one to shoot. That's very interesting. I'm loving it.
Who knew Benjamin Franklin was a comedian? I didn't.
Oh,
Thomas right. Jefferson was chosen to write the Declaration of Independence over Benjamin Franklin because the other members of the committee were afraid Franklin would sneak a joke in there.
This is a serious thing, Benjamin.
Right.
Listen, Benji, we can't have any of your hijinks. This is a document that's going to last for a long, long time.
One of those jokes that comes from outer space and finally occurs to you. That mother you-know-what made a joke of this. You know what I mean? Those yep. things where you're like, wait, I never really thought of it. Oh, my God.
We're looking at the fake McDonald's.
There you
okay.
go.
Oh, look at that. And they probably remodel it as they update their look. And
yeah. The inside probably
so
changes
funny.
Regularly.
Didn't, was it Jason Alexander before he was on Seinfeld, didn't he do a McDonald's commercial? Did we just look at this?
Oh, I don't know.
Was it for McDonald's? He was walking down the street and all the people were joining him and they were. Because that looks
probably.
So. That looks just like what I pictured that commercial looks like. Well, and if it was, I guess that's where they shot it.
1985. He is so young.
Hold is on, it a McDonald's commercial?
Oh, yeah, and he has his hair, I bet, too, uh-huh, then.
Oh, does. Yes. Yeah,
like actual hair, not one of his dumb wigs from the
hamburgers
show.
Hamburgers in this town that don't quite make it.
Yeah!
You say that just
oh,
once you like your hamburger hot and your lettuce and tomato cool and crisp all at the same time.
Yeah!
Well, I say, you got it. I'm talking McDonald's new lettuce and tomato hamburger, the McDLT. I'm talking quarter pound of beef on the hot, hot side.
Oh, my God.
McDLT. Crisp lettuce and tomato on the cool, cool side.
And the cool. Stays
is
cool.
He supposed to be the cool guy?
Yes.
This is so funny.
Then what year was this?
85.
Of course it was the 80s. Look at that tie and the jacket with the sleeves pushed up. Come on.
Oh, I love it.
Gross.
Not really showing the restaurant, though. LT.
Oh,
here it is. This is the McDonald's behind him.
Oh, that's it.
There it is.
I'll post this to the Sarah Vinny Facebook
page.
Oh,
it's God, that's so
great.
Funny. You know what we will do before we have decided who we are? That is, or the decisions made for us.
Well,
when you
money
get
is,
on
I'm
huge...
sure he went, I am rich. I think it was always funny on Friends the way, like, Joey would be doing different things as an actor. And at one point, he was known as the herpes guy, or because he posed, because he was the model on
right.
one of the STD
right.
That's right.
posters. Anyway,
oh
one
God.
Last fast fact for okay. you. The best way to avoid going bald is...
rub eggs on your head every night.
Castration. As long as you have your testes removed before you start going bald, you will not lose your hair. What? If you get them removed after you start losing your hair... you won't grow back what you lost, but
how
do stop,
they know this?
Stop. Well,
is it
they did
because
no.
the castrati, the singer, the young Italian boys that got castrated so they could keep their high voices, all kept a full head of hair.
I'm just telling you, that's how you can keep your hair if it's
that
important to
is
you.
Not...
the whole thing, though, is you're trying oh, to keep boy. Your hair because you know girls like boys with hair, and then but they now you got no
junk.
Friends for your
well right it's can you still I wonder if you get those removed if you can still
I have
enjoy
no idea.
The act
zero idea
me either
there put it this way
know.
I'm taking those boys with me at all costs all the way to the grave mm.
Solid intentions Vinny yep. You know you're of course reminding me of everybody who had those cut off in Game of Thrones
mm-hmm.
Remember
Everybody?
The love story between the one guy who didn't have any of those and...
oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
And then the... and
Missandei.
Mm-hmm. They were doomed anyway. But also, Theon Greyjoy had his mm-hmm. taken
yes.
off. I think just maybe the member, not the Congress. and then also the spider. Lord Varys. He was a eunuch, right? Somebody that, like didn't some like prophet take his off and burn him on a brazier?
Yes, because he wanted revenge on that guy, right?
Right.
Oh, or they talked about it anyway. Anyway, yeah. I don't know. I don't know enough about Game of Thrones. I would watch episodes and go, I don't even know what I just saw. And even when you talk about it and you name people, I'm like, I watched that show and I don't know who you're talking about. Anyway, I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Music, news, and more right after this.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.